Praise the Lord. Hey, I said praise the Lord. At least now I can hear that there are people here. Hallelujah. Can we stand for something? Something, and then put on the board for us Psalm 119, 17, 18, and 19. Your thing has gotten an attack again. Deal bountifully with your servants that I may live and keep your word. Say it. One, two. Verse 18. Open my eyes that I may see wondrous things from your law. The next one. I am a stranger in the earth. Do not hide your commandment from me. Amen. Father, open our eyes, please, that we may see your wondrous things in your law. So we will not become strangers in the life in which we live on earth. As we hear your word, may understanding come in Jesus' name. And everyone said, please be seated. We have, for those who are new here, we have prayer meeting on Tuesdays at 4 a.m. to 5. And the past Tuesday at 1:35 to be precise, I was awakened by the Lord. And I don't know whether it was in my ear or in my spirit. All I heard was, open my eyes. Open my eyes to the wondrous things in your law. It was so strong that it woke me up. And I started figuring out. So those who have been online, majority of the time you will see that the Sunday sermon, we take the points from it and then we pray. But you will notice that the past Tuesday, we didn't do that. It was actually because this word that God spoke so strongly. Now, by the grace of God, I knew that God has something in his word for me to look. So I got up quickly. I looked at it and I was shaking some of the things I saw. And so it began a very serious prayer. And the prayer was as simple as, Lord, open my eyes. Consistently. Even I prayed with the brethren online, but I still have been praying it until today. And I pray that it will be your prayer as well. Hallelujah! You will understand why I am saying this so shortly. Majority of us have no clue the things that are hidden in the Word of God that are not exposed to us. Therefore, because of that, we are not able to come to understanding those things. And we lack a lot of things. And you see, Bible says that my people perish for lack of knowledge. We don't stumble on those truths, so we live loosely and anyhow. But this morning, I have good news for you. Praise the Lord. I plead with you that after here, still pray this prayer. Because a lot more things will be unfolded to you. Amen. Now, I kept praying this. And a lot of things started happening. And I'm very glad. I will not stop praying this prayer. Probably until I see the face of Jesus. Amen. That's a very good prayer topic. Everybody must keep in his heart and pray. Now, let's shift to today's sermon. I want to talk to you about. Today I want to talk to us all about the neglected help. You see, If you have a help, you have a blessing, and you don't even know, and you are oblivious, you are ignorant about it, you are in danger. And so I just want you to know, to acknowledge and open your heart. Because myself and for the people in this house, you will observe that it's not something I talk. I have put little ones here, shimmies here and there, but not fully. But now when I prayed this prayer consistently, the Lord began to show me some things. And those, I will share some of them to you. Amen. Let's quickly go to Hebrews chapter 1 verse 14. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 14. The neglected help. Teacher, I'm doing it with you. You have your thing? Praise the Lord. Your mic is on already. Everybody, listen to this. Listen to this sermon because it will be the beginning of the blessing to your life. Hallelujah.
Hebrews 1 verse 14.
Maybe start from 13. 13 and 14.
Hebrews 1 verse 13. But to which of the angels has he ever said, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool? Mm. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation?
Hallelujah. That's the question this morning. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ, when he came into the world and accomplished the will of the Father in delivering us from our sins, sacrificing his life, he was highly exalted above everyone else. Angels are superior to human beings. Did you hear that? I said angels are superior to human beings. They have more power than human beings. But the Lord Jesus Christ, when he sacrificed and died on the cross, he was highly exalted. And so, none of them is comparable to him. That's why Bible says in the verse number 14, no, 13. But to which of the angels has he ever said, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool? Nobody qualifies to hear such a word from God, but Jesus qualified. Praise the Lord. I said Jesus qualified. But I'm not going to talk about the qualification of Jesus. I want you to see a help that God has provided for his children, but we are so ignorant about it to the extent that some of us are in trouble. And in the course of this, I share a few of my testimonies so you can understand why I'm excited about this. Praise the Lord. Now, in the verse 14, so that I can stay on it. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation? Go to AMP and give it to me in NLT as well. Amplified. Can you read the scripture, every one of you? 1, 2. Okay, we will start it together. I will be the guide. 1, 2. Are not all the angels ministering spirits sent out by God to serve, accompany, protect those who will inherit salvation? Of course they are. Majority of Christian people are ignorant about God's help through angels. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? Majority of Christian people have no idea whatsoever, just as I was. But I want you to know and understand today, as much as you have the Holy Spirit, who will speak to you, who will guide you into all truth, there is another provision by God. Every one of us sitting here has an angel. But the problem we have is that we don't have any idea that we have angels to help us. If God in his word said, Are not all of them angels? Are not all of them ministering spirits? Why you don't see them is because they are ministering spirits. But they are angels. Praise the Lord. Sent out. They are here. To serve the purposes of God in your life. If your eye is not open to these things, I want to tell you, you will be in danger sometimes. There are people, majority of Christian people, they are ministering spirits who are at the service of theirs, because the Bible says so. Those who will inherit salvation. If you are born again, you will inherit salvation through a force. So everyone who is of God has an angel. You are very quiet. We are coming along, you will understand. Everybody born by God, do you know that even our church has an angel? I know you don't know, because we have not delved into it. But I believe God. Every word that God has spoken is true. Say to your neighbor, what God says is true. Hallelujah. Are not all the angels, all of them, ministering spirits, God sent them out to serve, accompanied, in other words, to be with us, to protect, to those who will inherit salvation. Let me tell you, before we zoom off into heaven, before Jesus appears, before we give up the ghost and go to be with the Lord, there is a help on the earth. So, when the Lord woke me up and I started praying, in the course of the days, few things were made very clear to me. That's what I want to share with you. That there is a help by your side. And if you become conscious of Him, we don't worship angels. Please get it correct. I hope somebody will say amen. We don't worship them. But they are ministering spirits who help us. They talk. They protect. Do you know that even Jesus, our Lord and God, even Himself, had the angels serving Him in His days? Even Jesus received the ministration of angels. Let's quickly go to Luke chapter 22, verse number 41 to 43. Quickly, teacher, and then you'll do that for us. I just want your eyes to be open, your understanding comes, so that we don't neglect the help that God has given to us. Go ahead, teacher.
Luke chapter 22, 41 to 43. And He was withdrawn from them about a stone's throw, and He knelt down and prayed, saying, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Then an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him. Amen.
Amen. Listen to the word of God. If Jesus received help from angel, and He was strengthened, I believe that you and I, we need more. Don't you think so?
Yes.
Jesus was in a very critical time of His life. He was going to pay the price for our sins. And He knew all that was at stake. And He called the brethren and said, help me up in prayer. Let's go and pray. Because when you pray, you are delivered from temptations. By the time He returned to where He placed them, they were snoring, very deep asleep. Went and came back, Same thing. Went and came back, same thing. But in his case, when he went and knelt down and prayed, the Bible said, after he had prayed, it's okay, we know the prayer. Then an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him. The services of angels cannot be neglected. See, I have been a member of that. Due to certain ideas of men and preaching, we have neglected this help. They don't take the place of the Holy Spirit, but they have their role. They play for everybody. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Few weeks ago, I was driving on the Mahama Road, the chain homes. If you are coming from Chado, runabout, if you know the road I'm talking about, as you progress, you go up, the road curves like this. Now, I was on a top speed. Whether I have seen or I didn't see, that's not what we are talking about. Now, when Pastor Dennis is on the top speed, so he's on the top speed. Mama, I was on the top speed. And then, there was a Kia truck with a container at the back. It has a little fridge, so supposedly fish type of truck. So as we were in the cave, all I saw was on my side of the road, there was a Toyota Vis who had engaged his reverse gear and was coming like this. Chairman, there was nothing else I could do than to say, Jesus, save me. Now, when I said that, I don't know how, but this guy somehow was empowered to go whoom. And because of that, I was also rim, and came in front. Now, I didn't understand it. But then in my spirit, I have been bothered because the scenery was such that I kept asking myself for some days, Lord, how did this thing happen? Lord, how did it happen? So I was going with my good support secretary. We were going to Oyarefa. He picked me up and we were going. We got to the spot and it dawned on me again because, as the three people in Fanti will say, oh yeah, you must show. I mean, any time I got there, I remembered. And this is something that I can never forget. So I was telling him my ordeal on that road. And of course, he started talking a different language. See, this country, there is no Lord. And that's not where my mind was at all. But in my heart, I was like, Lord, this thing, it hit me one more time. I said, Lord, this thing, how did it happen? Now, on Wednesday, we have had this prayer. After that, I heard God clearly saying, your angel poked you and saved your life. Ah, brother. Listen, if you don't believe it, I believe it because I have been saved. The Lord delivered me promptly. Give you another one. I have never been to the United States. I went on a course in Netherlands. And then I continued to USA. That I have told you before. Then in the plane, at that time we didn't have mobile phones like today. I had to get down and go and punch on the box. So my cousin didn't know I was coming. All I had a visa and I made provision and I took ticket and I went. So Now my heart was, where am I going? In the plane, where am I going? Then all of a sudden, somebody comes to sit by me. And then he's trying to tell me the water, that device, you know what I'm talking about. United States, New York. This is, my mind crapple couldn't even, where am I going? But this was so interested. Ordinary white man. Do you know this? This is that. Then all of a sudden, we got to immigration. He was by me. And then he says, do you know where you're going? I said, I'm now going to call. He said, don't worry, I will take you. I said, okay. I clear my luggage. Before, he says, by the time you come out, I'll be here. Came out of the airport. This man was there. And I'm asking myself, why are you so kind to me? We sit. I give him the address. He looked at it just once and he drove to Flushing. There was a flat. And then he said, Omasanda, that's the house. We press. The man is standing here. His car is parked here. Joe comes down. Because when you press, it will ring there. She says, who is this? I said, Joe, it's me. Me who? I said, Osei. Hey, you are here? I said, I'm here. Said, I'm coming. Joe comes down. We are standing. I'm chatting with this man. My cousin is coming. He said, yeah, he's coming. Now, Joe opens the door. By the time, because now he was here. By the time I say, Joe, this man, the man had vanished. The car had vanished. Children of God, I didn't understand all this period that is what happened. But now I know. God gave you salvation, gave you the Holy Ghost. I want you to know you have an angel. You have. But you see, we are very ignorant. The only thing that will let us know and will not... You see, that scripture, would you turn it for them to see? First, 119, Psalm 119, I think in the verse 21, says that I'm a stranger in the earth. I think something like that. Then the angel, quick. Verse 19, please, sorry. I couldn't have ever understood the scripture until God opened my eyes. He said, I am a stranger in the earth. Do not hide your commandment from me. Do you understand that? You can only understand the system when God shows you what is in the Bible with a deep revelation. If that has not been, you can read this. So many of us are walking as strangers. We don't know what to do, where to go. But we have the Holy Ghost. We have an angel to help us. Somebody is not listening. I don't mind. I won't blame you. Because me too, I've been there. I switch off to everything else. But I thank my God, who says that there are wondrous things in the law. May your eyes be open to it. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I see God, when Jesus said, I will not leave you orphans, that was the promise to the Holy Spirit also, for you to know that you will be helped by godly angels. Hallelujah. I believe that when you understand this, you will go very far. Psalm 103. I want to show you something quickly. Probably Psalm 103. Let me know Shada Mahadaya. Verse 19 to 21. The Lord, listen to this carefully. The Lord has established his throne in heaven. And his kingdom rules over all. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do, listen to what the angels do, who do his word. Who do his word? Heeding the voice of his word. If you want to know the operations of the angels of God, they do what they have been commanded to do on your behalf. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you ministers of his, who do his pleasure. Think about that. Actually, I believe that there are people whose angels are by them, and the angels are helpless. Because these people, they are not conscious of anything. Do you know that the Bible talked about a book that will be open? Do you know that all saints will be judged according to what has been written? Who does the writing? The angel. When you are coming to church with all of your good, wonderful attitude, coming late, he came on the 22nd. Today is 21st. 21st. You see, whenever you are coming to God and when you are handling things of God and in this apathy, it's not a problem. They're inside. They are recording everything. They are recording. Why would the righteous be judged? Why would the things that they have done? You see, the only thing that can rub off things that you have done that are not correct is when you repent. Then it is raised off. But anything that you do that is taken for granted, it stays in the book. On the day of the Lord, because you got saved, it will be shown to you. May the Lord help us. It is very easy to become very, let me tell you, in this faith, it is very easy to be blocked and don't receive help. Approach the word of God with an open heart, and things will come out from it to help your life. I have been like that. I won't blame anybody. But I thank God for Jesus, whose angels are by me. At least I can witness. I was telling my wife that I didn't even understand. It is now that I'm playing back. When I fell into the water in Los Angeles and Ashanti man couldn't swim, and I was about gulping the water inside me. It was then that I couldn't describe it well, but as I saw all it, I heard this thing. I touch you. I heard it under the water before I came up. Then the man pulled me out. The official man pulled me out. But in the describing, I couldn't, because I could not relate that somebody was there by my side. Blessed be the name of Jesus for his angels that are encamping around to help my life. I'm not afraid. And I pronounce to you, don't be afraid anymore. Only live by the word of God. You see, they do the word of God. We have read it. They do the word of God towards you. They minister. They help you. They snatch you. Some of us are sleeping in all kinds of dreams and wickedness. You see, but if you become very dedicated, your angel is already fighting on your behalf. Hallelujah! If you are not taught these things. Listen, when I was growing up, my family, one of my uncles went and married some woman who said, the angel. So, because of our background, as soon as we heard the angel, So we blocked. Listen, I would rather think about God and what he can do for me than to think about anything. The devil is not as powerful as you have thought. God is. So let's concentrate on our God and the provisions he has made. Praise the Lord. I have switched off to this subject because of ignorance. And perish, if you are not careful, will be the order for you. I know the Holy Spirit, he knows me, he lives in me, but that is all. But do you know that God has made provision in my earthly life that I will be helped? I bless Jesus. Mama, I saw that even Jesus, who is God, the scripture we read said the angels came to strengthen him. How much more me? I saw it. This morning when I finished with the first service, a brother walked to me and said, you know something? I was wondering the angels that went to the tomb. Now I can understand. Oh, there is help for you. There is help for you. There is help for you. But may the Lord help you for your heart to open. If your eye is not open, there are some things in the scriptures you are so formed in your own mind that you will not let it penetrate, just as I used to. But the Lord has helped me. If the devil is talking, by the grace of God, the Holy Spirit in me will show me this voice, be careful. Everyone has an angel. Some of us, our angels are following us. Stop it, don't go there, you say. Will last in I will go. Blessed be the name of Jesus. I have 3 minutes. It's too small for me because we're going to do Thanksgiving shortly. But I need to tell you this. Very important. Psalm 91, 11 and 12. Kobodobo Shadamahaya. I want everybody to read this. You see, 1, 2, for he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all. How many ways? Maybe you didn't know. How many ways? So there are days you restrict him. Oh no, it won't happen again. Somebody must say it won't happen again. In their hands. Actually, this is what I experienced on the Mahama Road. In their hands, they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. In their hands. See, that's why sometimes you find yourself, sometimes you see the... an accident will happen and everything, and some believer in it will be saved because he would have been lifted up. Okay, thank you, Lord. When the Syrians came around Elisha, when Elisha was in the room, who was outside sweeping? Gehazi, his servant. When Gehazi lifted his eyes and saw the Syrian army, what did he do? He ran inside and said, Master, alas, we are finished. And what did the master do? The master said, Lord, open his eyes that he may see. For those who are with us are more than they. I want you to catch these revelations and understand. You see, unless you are blessed with some grace of God in certain dimensions, there are some things you can't easily take, nor you can't even see. That's why we need to pray this prayer. Lord, open my eyes to see. Lord, open my eyes to see. There are wonderful things in the law that if God does not open your eyes to see, you can read it. The Bible says that ever learning, but never come to the knowledge of the truth. This is where those things apply. You are reading this every time, especially that word in Hebrews chapter 1 verse 14. You are reading it every time, but you don't believe that you are protected. You don't believe that they are there to serve you. You don't believe that they, but people, you see, we don't serve them, but God has sent them forth that they may do the work of God and the word of God towards us. That's their duty. People of this church will bear me out. When have I preached about this? Apart from sharing my testimony, that one when I got to know, that's it. But when I got to understand by prayer and God showed me mercy, say to your neighbor, you are not alone. If you like, go and make a research in the Bible. Some of us are so discouraged. And our angels are saying, Mini, if you have faith in God that you will not be consumed, you empower them to work. Praise the Lord. I'm not alone in this matter. God is with me. Angel said, I am with you to do the will of God towards you. When brother was in jail, the brethren were in jail, Paul and Silas, and were praying. Who came and rescued them? When Peter was also arrested, they were about killing him. When the brethren prayed, who went and rescued him? An angel. If you remember, Rhoda, the young lady's name by Rhoda. When Rhoda went, Peter was knocking and Rhoda saw. You know what Rhoda said? His angel. Didn't know that it was the real man who has been rescued by an angel. There is too much to talk about in this matter. But I want you to know that you are protected. You see, there is no need to backslide. There is no need. Because you are covered. Both by your side and inside you. May the Lord open your eyes to see. May your understanding come to the knowledge of the provisions made by the Lord concerning His word, so that the neglected help sent forth by the Lord will not elude you. He has put all things together for your help, for my help. May we see the help that comes from the Lord, and we will succeed. We will do His will in our time. When the angel was showing John in the book of Revelation, many, many things, he blew John to the extent that John was about kneeling down to worship him. And the angel said, no, don't do that. Give God the glory. I am your fellow servant, a fellow brother. So we don't worship angels, but we receive help from angels. Because none of us sitting here can dictate to God how He should help us. Some you will hear from your spirit. Some God will send an angel to intervene. May your eyes be open to see the wondrous things of the word and be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm very happy in my days. I'm very happy. Gina, you have an angel. Don't be afraid. He will work for you. He will let you get closer to God. When you acknowledge your angel, you are protected. You are protected. You are protected. May the Lord bless us. You know, unless maybe our church does something about this, but preaching for 45 minutes, 50 minutes is too small for me. There's too much there God is showing me that sometimes I wish I had 3 hours. May the Lord keep you.